Earlier this year, President Joe Biden signed the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, designating $1.9 trillion in federal funds to help local governments confront the financial burdens imposed by dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. $52 million went to the city of Mesa to be spent on health initiatives, economic recovery, and community services. And in the name of public health, Mesa is spending more than $3 million on a high-tech, real-time crime center. The city says it's necessary to help keep crime down in Mesa, while critics argue those funds could be better spent in communities. Katya Schwenk is a staff writer with Phoenix New Times, and she has been covering this. Katya, can you describe first what this real-time crime center is?
So the real-time crime center, it's something that Mesa police have been looking at for at least a little while. Plans sort of got rolling this summer when they decided to use some American Rescue Plan funds to pay for most of the technology that's going to be in the real-time crime center. But so the real-time crime center is essentially, there are more and more common features of police departments sort of nationally. They are essentially surveillance hubs, like located within police headquarters, like very like cinematic, if you imagine like, you know, some officers sitting in a room, like surrounded by cameras. But they are often bring in lots of very high tech technology that police use to surveil. So like, and I don't know, it's still not clear what Mesa is going to be using, but other police departments have integrated sort of social media monitoring, predictive policing software, and link it up with more traditional kinds of surveillance cameras, things like that. So the idea is it's a very high-tech surveillance hub, like located in the police department.
Where are the objections coming from? What are the people who are concerned about saying?
Yeah, so there are a variety of concerns being raised. I mean, I think in general, we are in a moment right now where people are questioning, you know, how we are funding police and how much of that money should or could be diverted elsewhere. So that is definitely part of concerns. You know, you have people who have been really active in, you know, racial justice advocacy in Mesa for a long time, saying, you know, this investment could better be served elsewhere in the community. There's also, I think, a lot of people in Mesa who feel that there wasn't the kind of like buy-in or feedback slot from the community around this purchase. And I think they say it speaks to, you know, they feel that some of the decisions being made around the money are feel walled off from the people who the money is supposed to be serving. And I think both of these things we're going to be seeing a lot right now as, you know, cities start making choices and start, you know, about this new round of grant money.
And let's go back to the origin of the grant money, as I mentioned. So this is from the American Rescue Plan, and approximately $52 million were coming to the city of Mesa. And the categories were, the money's supposed to be spent, at least, on public health initiatives, economic recovery, community services, as well as maybe increased pay for some city employees. Is the city or the city manager explaining how a real-time crime center fits into one of these categories?
Yes. So the real-time crime center is sort of slated under the category of public health. There are currently around $8 million that the city of Mesa is going to be using for public health initiatives out of this, you know, $50 million grant. And the real-time crime center is under that category. So I do want to be clear that this is not something that is unique to Mesa. A lot of cities are taking money and giving it to law enforcement from this plan under the idea, and the idea is that, you know, public safety is a part of public health. And this is something that the Biden administration has suggested. And thus, you know, some of this money should be going to law enforcement. I think a lot of the critique comes in, especially in this situation, when that money is really going to very high tech surveillance tools or, you know, police tools that, you know, seem a little bit more, a little bit further from this idea of public health. And I think that's what's going on here in Mesa.
So as you mentioned earlier, this is something that had been thought about for a while, and Mesa's not the only city looking at a real-time crime center. But is this something that really would have been, I don't want to say a pipe dream, but would have been much harder to do for Mesa if they hadn't gotten the federal relief money?
You know, it's possible that they had plans, other ways of budgeting this before, but when Mesa talks through sort of how it is making these choices, particularly with spending in its police department, they say they've decided to make sort of one-time purchases that would have been more difficult to make without the money. And they've chosen to do that over hiring more officers, for instance, because costs like that, like hiring more officers, are not one-time costs. So if they were to hire more officers right now, they would have to pick up those costs in a couple years once the money's run out. But which is why this money is often going to, you know, sort of big tech purchases of things like technology, is because this is sort of a more one-time investment. So yeah, I think that there is an argument to be made that this plan might not have been able to come into reality, or maybe not with this amount of money without the grant funds.
And Katya, my last thing for you, and just to clarify, is this a done deal? Is this something that's definitely going to go forward?
It is not totally formalized yet. It has been greenlit by the mayor and council in sort of work sessions, and the city is already in the solicitation process for a lot of the tech involved. But I do think that there is still room for dissent about this project, and you know, it's still being discussed. So yeah, things are not yet set in stone.
Katya Schwenk, she is a staff writer for Phoenix New Times. Katya, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Happy to be here. Thanks so much.